The film While We're Young is in theaters tomorrow. It comes from writer-director Noah Baumbach, who often combines comedy and drama in his work, probably most notably in his 2005 film The Squid and the Whale. That film told the story of a divorce through the eyes of the children. His new film, While We're Young, is mostly a comedy, though at times it can be hard to watch. Ben Stiller plays a 40-something documentary filmmaker. He and his wife, played by Naomi Watts, live a reasonably contented, child-free life in New York, something that their friends envy.
We're the boring couple with a baby. What have you guys been doing? Tell us something fun.
Oh, we met this interesting couple, Jamie and Darby. He's a young documentarian, and she makes ice cream.
I don't know what to make of them, honestly. I like her.
They make everything. It's infectious. For about 12 hours, I thought I could build my own desk.
There's something about being around them that energizes you, you know?
How old are they?
25, 26, 27. They're children.
While We're Young opens in theaters tomorrow. Noah Baumbach joins us from New York. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And where did the idea for this film come from?
Well, I'd been toying with an idea. I wanted to write about couples and about a married couple in particular. It was something I started sort of after I finished Squid and the Whale, and then I abandoned it. And more recently, it came together, I think, just when I was also – I turned 40, and I was sort of thinking about making that sort of obvious to everyone else but revelatory to me realization that I was no longer 25.
Was that a scary thing for you?
No, it's not scary, but it's maybe can be startling, I suppose, to sort of, you know, realize, you know, everybody has that thing of, wow, was that really? That was 20 years ago? You know, those kind of thoughts.
Well, and in this case, you've got this couple, Josh and Cornelia, played by Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts, and they meet this young couple that I guess seems like a younger version of themselves, and they try to keep up with these younger friends. Ben Stiller tries biking, ends up hurting himself, and goes to the doctor's office, and I want to hear a clip from what happens next.
Well, it's just a strained muscle, but the more concerning thing here is your arthritis.
Arthritis?
Yes, you have arthritis in your knee.
Is arthritis a catch-all for some kind of injury to the...
No, arthritis is a degradation of the joints.
Yeah, I know what traditional arthritis is, but...
I'm not sure what you mean by traditional, but this is arthritis.
Arthritis? Arthritis?
Yes. I usually just say it once.
He seems to be in denial for a large portion of the movie about the fact that he is aging, like everybody does.
Well, I don't know that he's in total denial, but he's... You know, it's that thing where you're like, well, I'm not old enough to have arthritis. It's got to be some other version of it, you know, that feeling that these things are only things that happen to you when you get older, and then realizing that you're actually older.
You know, the other thing about that clip that I think I found watching the movie is that you and you've done this in your other films, bring this humor along with pain. You know, mm-hmm. you see the darker side of what's going on, but at the same time, it's funny.
Yeah, and I always think I'm making a comedy pretty much every time out, but sometimes the tone of the movie shifts in ways that I'm both in control of and out of control of. But with this movie, I really saw it in a kind of comic tradition of movies, you know, about marriages, comedies of remarriage, you know, even, you know, dating back to 30s and 40s screwball comedies. And it felt connected for me even to movies from, you know, the 80s when I was an adolescent. Things like Tootsie and Working Girl and Broadcast News, they're character-driven. You know, they're not so much concept-driven. They're really about people, you know, and that's what I really responded to about them. I mean, they can be broadly funny, but they're also, you know, they're moving. They're kind of about our experience.
One of the other things that you do in this film is you at least seem to be taking some pot shots at the culture of modern technology, that we are all relying on our phones and on Facebook and on whatever else. Is that something you have a problem with personally?
Well, I don't. I mean, technology is obviously, you know, a great thing. But I do, you know, part of my work is writing, and one of the place where I do this work is connected to this endless sinkhole of distraction. And then it's also now something I carry around with me. I mean, I think these distractions are something I'm constantly at war with. Mm. And it was, you know, it was interesting to me to think of the generations who didn't grow up with this technology now being stuck with it and being addicted to it. And, you know, we have fun with that in the movie.
Well, do you disconnect when you're writing? Do you try to at any?
I try to, yeah, I do. It's difficult, as I'm sure you know.
Well, and actually one of the really interesting moments is in this film is there's a question people want to know the answer to, and Ben Stiller's character says, oh, well, I'll just Google it. And they say, no, don't do that. Don't Google right. it. And
Just not know what it is.
Yeah, said, let's yeah, not yeah. know what it is. Let's actually just not know what it is. What an interesting concept now. Why would anybody do that?
Well, that's a kind of observation in the movie that the younger generation who – you know, has grown up with all of this technology in some ways, I think, has the freedom to indulge in more analog, either analog technology, but also even analog ideas. I mean, like that, you know, that's coming from the 20-year-old, from Adam Driver's character saying, let's just not know what it is. That's a concept that maybe the Ben and Naomi's characters have forgotten.
One more thing I want to ask you about here is another theme, which is the idea of truth telling and being true. I mean, this is a film about documentary filmmakers, and they have a debate about how truthful you really have to be when you're telling a story in a documentary. Mm-hmm. This is happening. This movie is coming out at the time that we've had this show, The Jinx, on HBO, which just led to the arrest of Robert Durst, who's now accused of murder in several cases because of a confession that he made on that show, which wasn't shared with the public until it aired. Do you have a problem with things like that, with taking the opportunity for greater drama in order to get a bigger audience or whatever the case may be?
Well, I mean, I think it depends, I suppose, on the circumstances and the filmmaker, the movie, the subject. I mean, there are many arguments and questions that come up in this movie, both about technology and about, as you were saying, truth in documentary or truth in art. And I felt like my responsibility really was to bring a kind of conclusion and a satisfying, hopeful conclusion to the story of the marriage, but that these other arguments were things that I was going to engage in sort of via the characters, but not be able to solve and, you know, leave for debate after the movie if that should happen.
Well, as a filmmaker, how constrained do you feel by sticking to the truth? Obviously, you're doing a dramatic film here. You don't have to do it in the way that a documentary filmmaker might. But we've just had this debate over films like Selma and American Sniper. How closely do they have to stick to the truth when it's a film about something that actually happened?
Well, I mean, I get the question every movie I make. I'm asked about the autobiography because I generate these movies myself and they're very personal in nature, although I would say they're not particularly autobiographical. My feeling is from as a audience member is, you know, I feel like it's psychological truth that I'm looking for in a movie, you know, that if it feels right. I mean, obviously you can do anything you want in a movie and, you know, it's like why is a unhappy ending sometimes the most satisfying ending? Because it feels right. It feels true, even if it's not technically a happy ending.
Noah Baumbach, before I let you go, let's go back to what we were talking about at the beginning. This is a movie about people who are getting into middle age. You've now got a few years into your 40s anyway. Do you feel better about it? Are you more at ease with it than you were when you went to, do they say over the hill at 40? That seems so young to be over the hill, but
let's not say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel I don't know if I feel at ease. I feel about as at ease as I've ever felt. And when I was in my 20s, I think I was probably at my most panicked. I felt like life was moving too quickly. I hadn't done enough. I felt real urgency in a way that, you know, in retrospect seems pointless. You know, but I think there's a lot good about middle age.
That's Noah Baumbach, whose new film opens tomorrow. It's called While We're Young. Noah Baumbach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.